From Washington, this is VOA News. Am I Melman reporting a terrorist attack in Indonesia apparently meant to copy the attack on Paris? Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a coordinated bomb and gun attack in the Indonesian capital of Jakarta that left seven people dead, including all five of the attackers. VOA Steve Herman in Jakarta says the violence began with a series of explosions in the mid-morning hours in an upscale area of the city.
People reported hearing up to six explosions, as well as gunfire, and it was obviously a coordinated attack. Some security experts who have analyzed the video have said that it appears that part of the attack was thwarted or did not occur as the attackers intended, and the authorities here are saying this attack was meant to imitate the Paris attack.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry condemned the assault, saying these acts of terror are not going to intimidate nation states from protecting their citizens and continuing to provide real opportunity, education, jobs, possibilities of a future. There is nothing, he said, in any act of terror that offers anything but death and destruction. So we stand together, all of us, united in our efforts to eliminate those who choose terror, said Kerry to reporters. Jakarta has long been warning about the threat of recruitment by Islamic State and other extremist groups. Kurdish militants attacked a police station in southeast Turkey with a truck bomb, killing six people, including a baby and two toddlers, in one of the biggest strikes since the conflict reunited in July. Security officials say the blast ripped the facade off a station in the small town of Sinar. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says the most recent outbreak of Ebola in Liberia is over, bringing the number of cases in West Africa down to zero for the first time since the regional epidemic began in early 2014. The WHO reports all known chains of transmission have been stopped in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia, the three most heavily affected countries. More from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
WHO Director of Emergency Risk Management and Humanitarian Response, Rick Brennan, says it has taken an enormous collective effort by the affected countries and international community to free West Africa of this disease.
While this is an important milestone and a very important step forward, we have to say that the job is still not done. That's because there is still ongoing risk of re-emergence of the disease because of persistence of the virus in a proportion of survivors.
Dr. Brennan warns the WHO anticipates more flare-ups, but says there is little danger of these turning into a full-blown epidemic. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A Zimbabwean government spokesman says President Robert Mugabe is in good health, dismissing an online report that he suffered a heart attack. Presidential spokesman George Charamba told reporters Thursday that the report by the website ZimEye was false. He said this is the way the website seeks to improve its hits in order to get dirty money from Google. There's a financial incentive to the grim lie, he said. Well, rumors about Mugabe's health are common. He turns 92 next month and takes a long vacation abroad each January. This is the first time this year the government has chosen to respond to the rumors. Former Israeli President Shimon Peres did undergo a heart procedure Thursday after experiencing chest pains. A spokesman said doctors found a narrowed artery in the 92-year-old's heart and widened it using a procedure called a cardiac catheterization. The statement said Peres was feeling well, fully conscious, and in stable condition. Peres was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1994, along with Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, following the signing of the Oslo Peace Accords. The survival epic The Remnant and the science fiction tale The Martian are among the top nominees for this year's Academy Awards, or Oscars, announced early Thursday in Beverly Hills, California. The two films are among the eight nominated for Best Motion Picture, which also include Mad Max: Fury Road, the latest installment of the Australian post-apocalyptic drama The Bridge of Spies, based on a true tale of Cold War espionage. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.